I titled my message Yahweh or No Way. So hopefully you picked up on that. Pretty much it's about God's way versus man's way. And if you want to flip to Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, Ephesian 4, 2-4. And I have it up here if you don't have your Bibles, but if you want to flip there as well. It says, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen. One thing that I've always struggled with is distinguishing between God's way and my way, which is man's way. I got pretty good convincing myself that the things I'm doing is okay with God. But now that I look back and I have a better relationship with God, I can see that I never really convinced Him. I was just good at convincing myself. And the things I used to do were just not, or was just man's way of living. We live in a society where everything is about me, me, me. Our society tells us, if it feels good, then just do it. People always say, why would God create certain things that makes us feel good? But then He tells us we can't do it. So sometimes it's very hard to tell what is God's way and what is man's way. Brother Elias touched the subject a little bit last Saturday about what is man's way. But I'm going to dive a little bit deeper tonight and talk more about the self. The Bible helps us distinguish what is God's way and what is man's way. So here are a few things that portray man's way. The primary difference is that man's way is to orient to self, to please self, to rely on self, to fulfill self, to forgive self, to exalt self, and to love self. And in the Bible, this is described as the old self nature. So if we flip, you don't have to flip, I'll just read it. In Romans 6:6, it tells us, we know that our self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. And again, the verse that I read earlier, Ephesians 4:22, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires. So these are talking about our old self nature, man's way. And we looked at what pleases self. So now let's take a look a little bit at the characteristics of a new life. So we're just taking time to distinguish what is man's way and what is God, and when we are doing God's way, what kind of characteristics we may have. So the characteristics of a new life is we walk in the truth. We walk in love. We walk in the light. We walk in knowledge. And we also walk in the authority of God. And when I was talking about man's way, everything was self, self, was me, me, me. But when you're talking, when I listed these characteristics of a new life, notice how it says we walk in the truth. When I read that, or when I read that, it was, I felt that I was actually walking with God, you know, walking in the truth of God, walking in the love of God, walking in the light of God, in the knowledge of God, and the authority of God. So I'm going to dive a little bit deeper of what is God's way. God's way is to regenerate and change you by putting off from you the old nature. So the first change is you acknowledge God and you take away your old self nature. And that's what we read in Ephesians 4:22. Next is by putting on the new nature, which we also read in Ephesians 4:24. And then the third one is to regenerate and change you by renewing the spirit of your mind as part of your continual process of maturing in Christ-likeness. And second, God's way is to empower you and strengthen you to mature. So he's empowering us and he's strengthening us to mature as you deny self and follow Jesus. Okay? Putting off our old self nature, putting off our old habits that have nothing to do with God, that are just me, 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 or just myself. We have to deny that and follow Jesus. Take up the cross and follow Jesus. To empower and strengthen you to mature as you lay aside the practices of the old self nature in a manner worthy of the Lord. Worthy of the Lord. And lastly, to empower and strengthen you to mature you as you please God in all things. Now, I was talking about earlier how I was saying that I was convincing myself. So I thought I was pleasing God in all things. But now the key thing is the more you walk with God, the easier it is to distinguish between God's way and man's way. Okay, so the closer we get to God, the more we want to know God, the more we desire God, strive to understand Him, to know Him better. That's when we can distinguish between God's way and man's way, and that's when, you know, the gray areas in our life become black and white according to God. So Satan's plan, which is man's way, is to keep you oriented toward gratifying, pleasing, exalting, and esteeming self. And then God's plan is to emphasize that you are to live for Him, since your old self nature was crucified with Christ, in order that you might walk in the newness of life. And in closing, I know this was really fast, but I mean, we all know each other here, and I hope it wasn't just for the youth too, but also for the church as well, that we understand it's really important to distinguish between God's way and man's way, because sometimes when we're lost in this world, things become so cloudy, and things that just feel right, we think that they are God's way. So in closing, with my closing verse, Colossians 2:8, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the element spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. And kind of for something for you guys to pray about this week, I think it's appropriate that above or with the things that the church is praying for, that you also pray about that God reveals Himself to you, so that we can distinguish between God's way or man's way. Amen. Also, please pray that we can confront ourselves and put away our old self nature. And also pray that we glorify God in everything that we do, and we remain steadfast in Him. Amen. Amen.